Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, hi. It's so good to be with you again in this mini podcast week. And today I'm going to tell you and answer the question about why are you afraid of commitment? Or maybe why are there so many people out there that are afraid of commitment? And what are some things that we can do to figure that out and steps that we can take? Now, what I'm telling you is the advice that we give at Smart Dating Academy. We are date coaches with a lot of experience. We aren't therapists. We're not psychiatrists, but we understand a lot about how fear of commitment and attachment issues can play out in the dating world. And we've successfully held the hands of many people in the dating world and the dating process that either have fear of commitments that we can help to alleviate and allay those fears by meeting somebody that's actually good for you. And on the flip side, we help a lot of our clients stay away from people that have fears of commitments and identifying those people early so that we don't waste time and get heartbroken by somebody that is afraid of commitment. Now, the question you might ask yourself is, you know, especially if you feel like you're afraid of commitment, or, you know, more mysteriously, if somebody that you have fallen in love with is afraid of commitment, what could it be, right? There's a variety of reasons, right? I mean, the obvious reason maybe, and this is a very light reason, maybe this person doesn't want to commit to you because they're truly not into you, right? And this is the kind of person that maybe dates you and says, I'm afraid of commitment, but then gets married to somebody, you know, a year later. Who knows what that's all about? But there are those people. But people that are truly afraid of commitment and not just giving us, you know, just those kinds of words that don't really ring authentically because you watch what they do later on down the line. People are afraid of commitment because it could be quote unquote attachment issue stuff. Now, you might be familiar with attachment issues. It certainly gained a lot more fire in the last several years. We talk a lot about it and specifically how attachments play out in the dating world. We have an awesome Love Lab workshop called Fix Your Picker, which really helps you to understand, oh my God, am I anxious or avoidant or secure? And what I can tell you guys is that attachment systems can change depending on who you're in a relationship with. But now let's say if you're truly afraid of commitment, it can be because of attachment issues. What does that mean? It means that you had parents and something that your parents did, one parent, both parents, or maybe just based on who you are, you didn't feel that your needs were adequately met by one or both of your parents. And you came to realize as little you that really the only person that could take care of you was you, right? And you started to say, relationships don't work. The only person that can really take care of me is me because I didn't attach very well to my caregivers, right? And so that's what's classically a person that's avoidant. And those are tough people to be in relationships with. It's not impossible to, or if you're the avoidant, it's not impossible to find love. It just requires support around you, right? Now, why else? People might have trauma, right? They might have sexual abuse. They might have terrible things that have happened to them in their youth or even in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. I've heard absolutely heart-wrenching stories of things that have happened to our clients, both male and female, that cause a lot of trauma and a lot of trust issues, which make them afraid of commitment. And sometimes what we fear is being with somebody that's going to hurt us and break our hearts again. And sometimes what we focus on grows when we're so afraid of being hurt again. Who do we pick again? We pick people that hurt us. It's like if I tell you to look around a room and say, okay, tell me all the people that are wearing red. You're going to come back with your dutiful little notepad and you're going to tell me, Bella, at this party, 7 people were wearing red. Then if I ask you, okay, friend, how many people were wearing green? You would say, well, I didn't look at that because you told me to focus on who's wearing red. And that's exactly what happens when we do things from a place of fear. We often tend to make the wrong decisions that lead to the results that we're afraid of, right? So people that are also afraid of commitment, people that have continuously made the wrong choices and they're once bitten, twice bitten, 3 times bitten, right? They've had previous heartbreaks and they can't think about committing to somebody again because they're so afraid again of abandonment, of rejection, of getting their hearts broken, right? And some people have what I call fear of commitment because of FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. They're what we call maximizers. If you've read the Barry Schwartz book called The Paradox of Choice, he talks about 2 kinds of people, satisficers and maximizers, right? And maximizers are the kinds of people that he tells a great story in the book. And I'll give you an example. If the mission between 2 people, one's a satisficer and one's a maximizer, is to go out and buy a black cashmere sweater, he says in the book, that a satisficer will say, okay, what do I need in a cashmere sweater? I want something that fits me well. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's not itchy. And it's $200 or less. And the satisficer walks into Saks Fifth Avenue, finds a black cashmere sweater, tries it on, it fits, it's $150. They're like, yay, mission accomplished, I'm done. Sweater and bag goes home. The maximizer would go to Saks, see the same sweater and go, this is really nice and it fits what I'm looking for, but let me just go down to Neiman's and to Nordstrom's and to Nordstrom Rack and to Bloomingdale's and to Zara. And let me see if I can't find a better black cashmere sweater, right? And what ends up happening is the maximizer, we all think would be happier and would get the ideal black sweater, but the maximizer can't commit to one black sweater because they always feel that there's something better out there. Most research shows that satisficers are ultimately happier than maximizers. So fear of missing out, you know, those people that are constantly dating with one eye open. 1/3 of my clients come from New York City and they'll always say in New York, it just feels like people are dating with one eye open, like who's coming around the corner, right? So those people are also afraid of commitment for fear of settling for an option that may not be the best. And those people often are in the dating world year over year, decade over decade, because there's might just be someone better that's out there. So these are classic, you know, symptoms of people or reasons that people can be afraid of commitment. And there's also one other one that I've seen play out over 13 years. People that have a tremendous cultural or religious pressure put on them to maybe marry somebody within their ethnicity, their diaspora, their religion. Sometimes those people can be afraid to commit because they have so much family pressure on them that they don't feel like anybody is good enough, or they just don't have a supply, an ample supply of people within their religious faith or their ethnicity to find someone. So they're constantly just holding out for what's best. So these are the reasons that people can fear commitment, you know, through trauma, through attachment, through FOMO, through just a series of bad decisions. So the question is, you know, maybe you're identifying with this going, wow, maybe I'm afraid of commitment. Or you can hear this and say, geez, I have a history of picking people that don't want to commit to relationships at all. Now, what do you do with that, right? Seeking out a great a village around you, right? And I wouldn't even say for this, you know, I'm big on saying, find a village of people that support you, right? Your friends, your family, people that can help you. But if you fear that these are the issues that you're either picking people that are afraid of commitment or you are afraid of commitment because of trauma, then that might be an issue best left to having personal trainers for your love life, have a great dating coach, have a great therapist. You might need CBT talk therapy. You might need EMDR therapy, you know, and properly qualified therapists can tell you what's best for you. And even at Smart Dating Academy, while we date coach, we have lots and lots of clients that concurrently see therapists because therapy and coaching is an amazing pairing to make it through this dating world. So there is a lot of help out there. If you feel that this might be you, or you're picking people that are always afraid of committing to you, right? They're good people. They just can't make commitments. I actually, in my research, found something really interesting, that there is even a phobia that goes beyond attachment and trauma, and it's called gamophobia. It's an actual phobia, a fear of commitment or fear of marriage, G-A-M-O. Phobia. It says a fear of commitment or marriage can keep you from enjoying meaningful relationships. A painful breakup, divorce, or abandonment during childhood or adulthood may make you afraid to commit to someone you love. Psychotherapy and coaching can potentially help you to overcome this commitment phobia, mainly psychotherapy, right? And people who have gamophobia have a serious fear of commitment. And this fear is so intense that they often find it impossible to have long-term relationship. And why is it called gamophobia? Gamos is the Greek word for marriage, right? And phobos means fear. So some people can't commit to, you know, long-term things like picking a college, a career choice, picking a place to live, what kind of car to buy. But this fear of commitment, gamophobia, is specifically fear of personal relationships, right? And people with gamophobia may be unable to form lasting relationships. They experience extreme anxiety when in a relationship and constantly worry about the relationship ending. They feel anxiety when they see happily committed couples, or they push people away or end relationships abruptly, right? So people that have a family history of gamophobia or high anxiety, attachment issues, all of these can lead to fear, can lead to gamophobia. And gamophobia actually has symptoms. If you feel chills, dizziness, lightheadedness, excessive sweating, heart palpitations, nausea, shortness of breath, trembling or shaking, right? It's definitely best to see a mental health professional, but that's a very, very skinny branch of people. Most likely, if you're listening to this, hopefully you have what I call a garden variety fear of commitment that can be resolved, that isn't a true phobia, or you can stop picking people that have fear of commitment by working with a company like us at Smart Dating Academy. We have an extraordinary level of success with helping people to pick happy people and get into relationships. So I hope this little mini has helped you think about people that are afraid of commitment, or maybe you're afraid of commitment. And as always, we are here to serve you. Follow us on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. Sign up for our newsletter at smartdatingacademy.com, or best yet, schedule a one-on-one consultation to see how you can best work with us so we can help you overcome your fear of commitment, or get you in the right space to do it, or to pick people that aren't afraid of commitment. Smart daters, until next time, sending you big love and big doses of psychotic optimism. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love, follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.